In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Tomorrow for the weekend of May 18th, 2018. As the dude said, I am Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
Erasmo in the control room. H also busy working with the show out of New York these days. And we're glad he's still part of the team. Thank you for joining us as well as listening, because I'm thanking you in advance for your calls, because your calls make the show. Whether they be questions about consumer tech or help for other listeners, we love it when listeners help other listeners, or sharing your favorite app these days, whatever the case, we want to hear from you. Chris is about to give you the phone numbers. If you don't have them already written down indelibly on your fridge or on your... Just go ahead and do a permanent marker right on your computer screen, even.
Save us as a favorite in your phone.
Well, that would be nice. You could do that, too, and just say the tech guys that are around to help Dave and Chris and Erasmo and the team. And all right, that's too long a name, but whatever you want to save us as, we'd be thrilled. And we'd get the warm fuzzies, I can guarantee you.
You can save us as the tech dudes. I like to think of this as Into Tomorrow with the tech dudes.
Okay, we... What? My watch is going crazy. An error has occurred. Try again later. I didn't ask you to do anything. Be quiet. We're on the air. Okay. Gosh, it just goes off at the slightest thing. I must have pushed one of her buttons, so to speak. So what would that number that they should save somehow or other, be it a permanent marker, crayon, whatever you've got handy, because now's the time to make a note of this.
Just tattoo it on your forearm so you never lose it. It's 800-899-INTO.
Well, if you're going to tattoo, then make sure to include the logo and send it to us. We'll send you a prize.
There you go. 800-899-4686.
I dare you. There are people that will tattoo anything on their person these days, and I would be so proud if somebody tattooed our logo and phone number. Or for a good time, call Dave at 800-899-INTO. That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, see, I bought some temporary tattoo paper for the printer the other day, and you know, told my son that I was going to print out a picture of my face and put a temporary tattoo of my face on him, and he just kind of rolled his eyes.
Yeah, he does do that a lot, but I rolled my eyes too when I heard you telling him that. It's like, no. No, but he does want, because we're taking him to WWE Raw Live or whatever the heck they call it, coming to Miami next month, I think, the end of next month. And he was so excited right away. He says he wants WWE tattoos on his cheeks. And it's like, okay, because they're temporary and they're going to wash off. Yeah, but
I told him it has to be on the weekend, because I reminded him that he goes to a Catholic school and they probably won't like a WWE tattoo on his face as he shows up to class.
Oops. Hey, you know, what can I say? They got to take a joke. Yeah. The kid had fun. And he starts naming off wrestlers that he knows are going to be there and he's all excited about. And it's like, okay, I've only heard of like two of them. Yeah, and one was The Rock and the other one was John Cena. The others he names up. Well, but there's also Gravedigger. Is that him? No, Grave somebody.
Undertaker.
I don't know.
Gravedigger is a monster truck, which he's also into.
Yeah.
He knows more about wrestling and monster trucks than I do, and you know, he's six.
I know. How does he get this information?
I don't know.
Watching TV, obviously, but wow. Where were we?
Tech news and commentary.
Oh, yes. That's we have a show to do. Yeah. Into Tomorrow, the tattoo on your arm.
It's a technology show.
Of the phone number.
Yes.
Which you gave, I think.
I'll give it again. It's 800-899-INTO.
All right.
800-899-4686.
Okay.
Call in, win stuff.
There you go. Good mantra. Good one to live by. You have a little tech news for us, and we'll get to some of these alleged aforementioned calls?
Yes.
All right.
As Hollywood studios unleash their summer blockbusters into theaters, Netflix is trying to give film buffs a reason to stay home. The streaming service is on track to release at least 86 Netflix original films this year.
Wow.
That exceeds the scheduled output of the top four traditional studios combined, as well as Netflix's previous record of 61 films last year. The aggressive strategy is aimed in part at addressing complaints that the service's movie library is stale, an issue likely to be exacerbated by the Walt Disney Company's decision to stop supplying Netflix with new films for its U.S. customers next year. Buying movies from other studios also has become more expensive as streaming competition has intensified. Having more of its own films is paying off, Netflix said. The company said that the 33 Netflix films released so far this year have been watched more than 300 million times by more than 80 million account holders worldwide.
Wow.
That's an average of more than 9 million viewers per film.
But now, that's great that they have so many viewers, but they don't have ads or anything, so are they making money by adding a lot of subscribers?
They're going to have to, because they've got to be paying for these productions somehow.
I would think. I mean, they're not free to make all these movies. Now, some are going to be, I'm sure, total trash, but others are going to be pretty cool. There's been a lot of Netflix original series and things where they've done a pretty good job. And a lot of people talk about them and stuff, but does that generate revenue for them?
Well, you know, and last I heard, Netflix is still, you know, toying with the idea of trying to buy a movie theater chain. I mean, they had one deal that sort of fell through. They were, going after the Landmark theater chain, which is partly owned by Mark Cuban. But apparently they're still trying to buy some theater chains, mainly in California, to try to get their films in front of the eyes of more voting members of the Academy.
True, because movie theaters don't want to show Netflix films because they're competition.
Right. So the only way they feel they get their films in the theater is to have their own theaters.
Buy some theaters and then show them.
Yeah.
But then at least Academy members, right, are maybe able to go in and see their films. So, wow. Well, as a SAG-AFTRA member, I have voted on some Netflix original series and things for the annual SAG Awards. And more are coming out. And here's a classic example of how they're doing more than, you said, the top four movie studios combined. So what the heck? Why are they, you know, lagging so far behind? Because they've got way too much overhead, number one.
Well, it's the same with Amazon. I mean, why do you think the Prime membership prices are going up? Because they've got to pay for the productions that they're giving their Prime members.
Yeah, true. Speaking of Amazon, the Amazon-owned Ring is launching free apps for iOS and Android geared to crime prevention. The goal of the Neighbors app is to provide a stronger presence in areas where people are largely absent during the day, allowing users to more easily share photos and videos of suspicious activity. I've been already getting some of those, and some are not anywhere near my neighborhood, which is really frustrating because they have my correct information, zip code and city and area, but they're like 30 miles away. It's like, don't cry wolf with me on everything.
Well, you may not have set it up properly in the app, because I discovered when I got my Ring doorbell camera at home, I launched my Ring app, and I have that sort of neighborhood part of the app. And I went in and I sort of drew on a map the area that I want to be notified. So anytime any Ring notifications come up in that little area that I drew, it alerts me.
I don't know that I did that. My fault, you're saying?
Maybe. Or you can just set up a generic, you know, within 5 or within 20 miles of this zip code or something, which might be how you have it.
So I have to go and actually do something?
Yeah. Now, and most of the alerts,
not technology. I want it to just do it for me.
And most of the alerts I've gotten aren't really security related. They've been, you know, people with a lost pet, you know, which is sad, but at least it helps them get the word out. But I have gotten a few things. You know, somebody shared a video from their Ring camera on the app of someone pulling up in a U-Haul truck and stealing their basketball hoop from in front of their house.
Oh, geez.
And that's what the app is really meant for, is to get that word out and try to help spread, you know, say, have you seen this?
Or, so people can BOLO, in this case, be on the lookout, in this case, for perhaps that U-Haul truck. If it's driving slowly around your neighborhood, maybe it's looking to put something in the back of it that doesn't belong to them. And maybe you can at least alert police that this suspicious vehicle is in the neighborhood. And believe me, folks, having been a police officer for a lot of years, I assure you, they would rather have these calls that turn out to be legitimate, somebody moving and they're just going slow because they're trying to figure out how to drive the truck or something, it's so big, or whatever, or maybe they are looking for an address or something, but they'd rather have you call in something that you might think is crying wolf. Don't hesitate. You know, that we've been saying for, well, since 9/11, mostly, see something, say something. Well, this is a good example. So don't worry about the police thinking you're crying wolf or, gee, you know, I don't want to be that neighbor that thinks I'm just looking for anything. Call anyway. They'd much rather know, because if it turns out that it is the burglars or the thieves who were stealing basketball hoops and mailboxes and outdoor furniture or what have you, you've solved a crime.
Yeah, well, you know, and these Ring type cameras have gotten a lot of people put in jail because, you know, there are people that have them set up in their living room and they get an alert when there's motion detected. So they're watching a crime in progress. They're watching as somebody's at that moment burglarizing their house. So they can call the cops and say, look, there's somebody in my house. I've got the camera. They rush over there. They can get these people arrested right away.
And trust me, police officers want to catch them in process because it's a much better arrest if you're able to catch someone in action, you know, burglary in progress, robbery in progress or something like that, you're going to get immediate response. You know, that's not a call that gets put back on the back burner. Well, when we can get to it, we'll get to it. You know, we're busy. That happens. But things that are in progress get expedited attention. And if you've got a camera and you can describe the people exactly what's going on, that's perfect because they have so much more information, so long as the dispatchers are giving it to the officers out in the field, and they most of the time are.
Yeah, but, you know, I was watching a video a while back on I think it was on Facebook. It was a security camera footage from somewhere like in Scotland or Ireland or something, where you see somebody actively trying to break into this door, and I guess the homeowner called the cops while the guy was there, because you see police officers sort of walk up casually right behind the guy, and then I guess they say something because he quickly turns around and is spooked by the cops right there, and they arrest him right there before he even gets into the house.
Good. Well, because attempted burglary is a crime as well. You don't have to make entrance in order to be arrested. You know, so I'm sure they didn't just say, just go away. You know, if they found him with burglary tools or a crowbar trying to get in the door or something of that nature, he goes to jail. And these cameras make a difference. And security cameras on your house otherwise make a huge difference, too, because burglars don't want to be on camera. So if you've got a lot of security cameras, as I do on my house, more than probably everyone else on the block combined, you're going to go to another house because I've got you on camera. Multiple cameras and great high-def video. So don't mess with my house. Not to mention the fact that I have plenty of weaponry if you want to go for it. The fact being, however, that I'm also trained in how to use them. The fact is that burglars don't want to be seen. It's just like putting out spotlights and motion detection lights that will light up. They don't want to be seen either in light or on camera. So do any of those things you can to protect your house. It's not a bad thing at all.
Even if it's a dummy camera, just don't do what one of my neighbors does. And, you know, they have what's obviously a dummy camera that they've screwed onto a tree in front of their house. And there's no wires going to it or coming from it. It's like,
what's a Wi-Fi one?
Yeah, sure. But, you know, if you're going to put a fake camera, put it at least somewhere where it looks like it might be real.
Yeah. And good fake cameras will also have, like, a piece of coax cable coming out and going into, like, into your attic, it looks like, but it's just the plate. And they'll have an LED. You can change the battery, like, once a year or once every 2 years is a little blinking LED. And again, burglars don't want to take the chance. Is it a fake camera? Is it a real camera? I'm out of here. You know, I'm not going to take that chance. And trust me, mine are all real, but go ahead, go for it. The fact is that they don't want to see cameras or lights. And yeah, if you want to hide some cameras for some better protection, that's great. But you want to also create the deterrence. And the deterrence is make them visible. Light up your driveway. Light up your back and side yards. If you, with motion, don't be shining lights into your neighbor's windows. I'm sure they won't appreciate it. Or cameras into your neighbor's yard either. That typically can cause you a problem. But secure your home and your facilities, your property. And if it's going to be fake, don't let it look fake. buy good fake cameras if you want to do that. And I've got a neighbor that has a mix of fake and real. And that's fine. because you don't want to spend too much, or maybe they've got a system that only provided four cameras, so that, but they wanted more areas covered, so they'll put a couple of fake ones up. That's fine.
Yeah, just put, you know, put a sign up. One of these cameras is fake. pick which one you think.
Yeah. And one of these homeowners is armed. Whatever. At least you want them to go elsewhere. And not that I'm suggesting you want to push them to your neighbor's house, but if they've got no protection, they're not in your house, at least. They're not stealing your stuff. How do we get off on that? Well, Ring cameras and how useful they can be. Ken in North Miami, Florida, just over across the way from us, listens to the Free Into Tomorrow podcast. Hey, Ken.
Dave, I want to get a new TV, and I'm looking at them, and there's LED, LCD, there's an X, there's a Q, there's an O. How do I know which one I want? I want to get like a 75-inch TV, so I do sit like 25 feet from my TV, and I've got a big room for it, but I don't know what all the LEDs are. Can you help me with that matter?
We certainly can, Ken. LED TVs are backlit. Now, that means that there's light coming from an array of LED lights behind the screen, and it illuminates a whole LCD panel. OLED, or organic light-emitting diode, is completely different in that every individual pixel provides its own light. That results in deep blacks, and the fewer components means that the sets themselves are often very thin. Both LED and OLED TVs can be 4K and HDR, and both can put out some great image quality. That's good news because QLED, XLED, and ULED are made-up marketing terms. That may not be totally fair because they each use their own technology to try to make their picture look better, but they are all LED backlit TVs.
Yeah, QLED is a Samsung brand, XLED is a Vizio brand, and ULED is a Hisense brand, but they're all LED TVs. OLED is a different technology altogether, not a brand name. Now, OLED will cost you a lot of money. A 77-inch Sony Magnolia OLED is listed at Best Buy for about $13,000.
Wait, $13,000?
$13,000.
Okay.
Meanwhile, at the same store, a 75-inch Sony Magnolia LED is listed for $2,200.
Quite the difference.
Yeah. Now, if you don't want something paper thin, you'll probably be happy with just a regular LED TV, whether they put a Q, a U, or an X in front of it. It'll all significantly cost you less than an OLED set.
Yeah. OLED, very, very nice. No question about that. But at $13,000 versus $2,200, you tend, like most consumers, to say, okay, I'm perfectly fine with the LED. And it's cool that you're looking for a 75-inch. You must have room. I've got a 65-inch, and I walk into it frequently because I don't quite have enough room for it where I've got my TV positioned.
You know, frankly, I mean, I love tech, but if I had a spare $13,000, I'd buy another boat instead of a TV.
Really?
You know, I'd go for the $2,200 set. That's fine enough for me. I'd spend the rest on a new boat.
On a boat.
With technology.
Well, of course.
GPS and radar, all that good stuff.
Oh, good. But all right. Well, you almost scared me there for a moment. All right, what do you think? Have you got some additional input for Ken or anyone else on the program? 800-899-INTO. And hey, let's meet at intotomorrow.com.
What if people with type 1 diabetes had the power to manage their condition without finger sticks? To always know their glucose levels and where they're heading with just a glance at their smart device? To customize alerts and alarms to help keep them in range? All this knowledge powered by a small wearable. Introducing the Dexcom G6. Make knowledge your superpower. For a list of compatible smart devices, visit dexcom.com/compatibility. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G6 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions.
Hi there, welcome back to Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline. I'm Cameron Graveline and Chris Graveline in the studio and a Russ Mullen Ratio in the control room. Now here's Dave.
Well, thank you, Cameron. We sure do appreciate that. Your dad has something to say.
Yeah, stay tuned. We'll be chatting in a few minutes with Stu Showerman. He's the founder and CEO of Know Before. They're an integrated security awareness training and simulated phishing platform.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That kind of phishing.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's time for our Evil History Feature. IFA is one of the largest and oldest tech shows in the world. With this week's look back at IFA's historic past.
Here's Chris Graveline.
IFA history is IFA history. IFA.
In 1979, at the International Funkausstellung, known worldwide today as IFA, the dawn of the vinyl record came. Sony and Philips showed two competing technologies to record music digitally on silvery discs. Both prototypes, a 12-inch disc at the Philips booth and a 5-inch disc at the Sony stand, suddenly disappeared during the show. Secret talks had begun behind the curtain. The format both companies later agreed to was the CD, the compact disc, which revolutionized the record industry, the hardware industry, and audio listening. That's this week's IFA update brought to you by Messe Berlin. Be sure to visit ifa-berlin.com.
On air, online, on now.
Yes, she's right about that. And that'll be our 17th year coming up in September, broadcasting from IFA. We want you to stay tuned for that. Don't miss a minute of a couple of weeks' worth of coverage. Always a show rich in tech history.
Yeah, we were looking back the other day at some old pictures from our first time at IFA. And, you know, those of us, you know, some of us were thinner. Some of us had more hair. Some of us had darker hair. And, you know, we've been there for a while.
Yep, exactly. I remember you showed Fausto a picture back when he had hair. And Cameron pointed and said, "That looks weird," because he's only known him to be relatively bald all of his life. So that was kind of funny. Check it out, intotomorrow.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
Still using Windows 8 or maybe even an older version of Windows? We'll come in off the ledge and we'll help you upgrade or otherwise change and keep your digital dilemmas to a minimum. I'm Dave Graveline. You're tuned into Tomorrow. For 21 years now, we've been covering the latest in consumer technology, products, services, all sorts of gadgets, gizmos, whatever the case, available today and into tomorrow. And we're glad to have you with us. And having you with us also means having you participate on the program, not just because we then send you prizes when we hear you on the air, but because your questions and comments, and especially help for other listeners, really make the show. So do consider participating with us. The best way, of course, is the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow app. Of course you have our app, don't you? All right, show of hands, keep one on the wheel if you're driving. How many have? Oh, very good. You all have our app. Very good. And those couple of you who do not, just search for those two words in your favorite app store, Into Tomorrow, and then use the audio option. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way anytime, 24/7 at your leisure. Call the program, 1-800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686. Let us help you out, and we'll set you prizes for so doing. How about that? here to talk about their integrated security awareness training and simulated fishing platform. And by that, we're not talking about a dock where you cast a, no, a fishing with a PH. We welcome the founder and CEO of KnowBe4, Stu Schauerman. Stu, welcome into tomorrow. How are you?
Thanks. Glad to be here and doing great.
Good. Did I properly describe what it is that you guys do?
Yeah, we provide an integrated platform for both awareness training and phishing. So employees can learn how to stay safe on the internet and, you know, make smarter security decisions.
Well, I notice on your website, for example, you talk about security awareness training in general and talking about how our employees are the weakest link in any network security. And boy, that's the case. We talk about for years on this particular program, of course, that companies get real concerned about people, social media and doing personal emails and things of that sort. And it's not just because they want their 8 hours, punch the clock, give them their time, they're paying you. But it's also because you're really opening your company up to all kinds of scams and ransomware, phishing problems, whatever, when you're doing personal things on their time and computers.
Yes. There is a risk if you, for instance, use your lunch hour to do some online shopping and just clicking around on the internet. If you're workstation in the office gets infected with what we call a key logger, which essentially really logs all your keystrokes, the risk of that is if you then log into your personal bank account and do some online banking from your home, from your computer in the office, your personal information gets sent to the bad guys and your own bank account gets emptied out.
And even if not that, how about just keeping it within the company? Maybe somebody in the IT department, not that there would anybody be in an IT department that's not trustworthy, but you never know. Maybe he or she gets your information. You don't want others to have it at all.
That's correct. Cyber security is something that is very important both for the house and in the office. And the bad guys are going after the people. They don't necessarily go after vulnerabilities in software because people, as you said, are the low-hanging fruit in cybersecurity. So they just trick you and try to make you click on a link or open that attachment that's really infected with malware.
Let's talk for a minute, Stu, about things like ransomware, first of all, because we hear a lot about it. Some people have said, oh, they've heard or some friend had a ransom thing. How does that happen? Explain, first of all, about ransomware and then what we do about it.
Okay. The bad guys have a new criminal business model. They take your files hostage and they encrypt them so you don't have access anymore. And then they tell you to pay them usually around $500, and then you get your files back. Moreover, that is done with something called Bitcoin, which is an electronic currency, which is not all that easy to get your hands on. So you get an invoice that you don't know who that is from. You open the attachment. It says enable macros. And you enable the macros or enable editing, and at that point in time, you have no longer access to your files. And if you are at the house and you have years of pictures or you're a small business and all your invoicing and accounting is locked up, that is a major pain in the neck.
Wow. Yeah, because that could affect not only businesses, but certainly individuals. And we hear about people that have gone through that, even a couple of police departments, as I understand, and city governments and so forth have had to pay ransomware in order to unlock the files. And where does it stop? It doesn't seem to stop.
No, it's not stopping. It is actually getting worse at the moment. Ransomware is only in the beginning stages.
Nice. All right. Well, what can we do about ransomware or eliminating the problem? Can we?
Yes, we can. It is to a very large degree a discipline that you have to exercise when you are on the internet, which is you have to think before you click.
Think before you click. I like it. All right.
Yeah, that means that whenever you get an email that seems to some degree a little fishy, or it's from someone you don't know, or there is an attachment that you actually never asked for, don't open it up. Do not click on links. Have a healthy dose of skepticism or even paranoia.
Yeah.
So that you don't fall for these hacker tricks.
And in fact, we've suggested things like if folks are getting something from someone they know but are not expecting, as you said, not expecting an attachment or something, at the very least, start a new email to that person. Don't just reply, but send them a separate new email or a Facebook message or a text or otherwise. Hey, did you send me something? And what's the attachment? What's that about?
Because
that way you're not going to put yourself at risk, because you're not only thinking before clicking, but now you're actually being a lot more proactive about it. And hopefully they're going to say, oh, yeah, sorry, I meant to say you got to check out my dog. Look what he did today, or, you know, whatever, if they exchange those kinds of emails or something. And then perhaps everything's okay, or if you're likely to get, no, don't open it. I don't know what it is. I didn't send that. You know, then you've apparently been, your computer might be infected, but now mine isn't, thank God,
yep.
You know, and delete it immediately.
Absolutely. You just dodged a bullet there.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, your friend's account may be hacked. That could be their email. That could be their Facebook. That could be something else. So even if it comes from a friend, you didn't expect it or you didn't ask for it, get in touch with them through another line or another way of communication or a new email. I would strongly recommend to either just give them a call, the old-fashioned phone.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. We tend not to think about the phone as a phone call, a communicating mechanism. We just text or otherwise. But, yeah, yep. I give them a call because maybe it's important that you're going to help them out as well.
Yeah, if their account has been hacked, they might not know that a bad guy is sending all their friends something that they would never send.
Yeah.
So if you get something fishy or it seems too good to be true or somebody is trying to make you prevent a negative consequence, again, I'm repeating myself. I'll say it probably three times. Think before you click.
Yeah. No, I like that line. And it's just like every week on the show, for one way or another, we always talk about back up your data. It's important to you. Back it up. But the same thing applies certainly with what you and I are talking about, Stu, and that is just think before you click. There is another good time.
Excellent. Well done.
Yes.
That is the mantra.
I like it by all means. Now, the same thing, I guess, could be said about these phishing scams, right? In terms of people trying to get you to open something and then therefore thereby infecting your computer or your phone or your laptop or something.
Yeah, at the moment these low-life scum on the internet is using Orlando as a way to trick people into either charity blood drives or donate money for victims, or here's a link to exclusive information, or worse, clickbait is here is footage from someone who was in the building from their smartphone. All those kinds of things.
Yeah. And you're right about these scumbags trying to use something like this terrible massacre to try to, you know, tug at your heart maybe, or to try to make it seem like, you know, here's how you can help. Just click here and you can help or something. And it turns out that they're just not only taking advantage of you, but in the worst possible way to use this tragedy. Certainly, we invite our audience to check out your site. I like how you talk about it being human error conquered. NoB4.com. And Stu, I look forward to getting you back on the show again sometime, because there's so much more to talk about. And as other threats emerge, we know there will be, unfortunately, it's good to be reminded about things such as think before you click.
Thanks very much, Dave.
Thank you, Stu. NoB4.com. And we'll get you there, too, when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline. We continue on the Advanced Media Network.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-665-6113. 800-665-6113.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-665-6113. 800-665-6113. 800-665-6113.
Do you sometimes feel like Fred Flintstone in a George Jetson world? We at Into Tomorrow are here to help. Let us solve any digital dilemma that you may be encountering. Any consumer tech questions at all, we're here for you. 24/7, by the way, you'll see what I mean when you call the following toll-free number. Good from anywhere in North America. You want to call from anywhere around the U.S., from Canada, Puerto Rico, wherever you might be calling. We are there for you, and we'll answer your questions on the next broadcast. And you qualify for fabulous prices, as a matter of fact.
800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686.
That voice is Chris Graveline. I'm Dave Graveline, Erasmo in the control room.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by the Dexcom G6 Continuous Glucose Monitoring System. Make knowledge your superpower. Visit Dexcom.com.
And by the way, that is DEXCOM.com. Check it out. You'll see why Erasmo and I live by them, literally. We do. Kent in Nashville, Tennessee, listens on Supertalk 99.7 WTN. Hey, Kent.
My wife and I recently got stereo Bluetooth headsets to use when we travel, specifically on flights, and we're wondering how we could both listen to and watch movies pairing both Bluetooth sets to the device that we're using, noting that she is an Apple person and I am an Android.
Well, Kent, unfortunately, Bluetooth headphones usually connect to one source at a time, so you won't be able to ask either phone to connect to multiple headsets at the same time. Some brand name headphones have software that allows two devices to listen to the same feed. For example, newer Bose products allow it. But that's not the case for most brands, and definitely not for most generics. For those, unfortunately, you'll need to spend some money to accomplish something close to this.
Yeah, now, there are devices that connect to a single audio input and allow two Bluetooth devices to connect to it. As far as the phone is concerned, it's playing audio through the headphones. It's the third-party Bluetooth splitter adapter that acts as the Bluetooth source, and you'll have to connect both headphones to that device, not the phone. Now, these dual connection splitter devices go for about $30, and they're available from brands like MPOW, Aukey, and Tautronics at your typical online retailers. You can use wired headphones and buy a less expensive splitter, but even if you do that, you'll still need a splitter. And depending on the phone, an adapter to get to the audio jack if your phone doesn't have an audio
jack. That's also true. So you may end up with a lot of pieces, Kent, but hopefully we gave you some options there. Just not likely that you're going to be able to do exactly what you're trying to do. And in this case, it's not the fact that you're an Android and your wife's an iPhone-y. It just kind of happens that way. What can I tell you? Sorry about that. Sometimes we don't have easy solutions because there just aren't easy solutions. This is one of those examples.
The Cool Into Tomorrow Hot Summer Giveaway.
Now I've got Chris in a big panic because he hears that and goes, oh, I'm not ready. I don't even know what they are. Well, because we're not going to tell you the actual items yet.
Hey, warn me next time.
No, because the look on your face was a whole lot more interesting. But that means that the Cool Into Tomorrow Hot Summer Giveaway is about to begin. It's our annual big summer giveaway. We've got a whole bunch of companies providing a whole bunch, you could even say a plethora, of cool things to share with you. And we're going to start telling you what those things are in the next week or two. You want to stay tuned because they're arriving at our studios over the next week or two. And because of network policy, we can't tell you what we've got for you until we've got it for you. Because we're not going to tease you with stuff that we've been burned, even by big companies in the past, that say, oh yeah, we're going to provide this and this and this. Oh, and then it takes months to get it from them. No, 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 no. We're sending you these goodies because we have them in studio. That's why we're delaying. And not only that, it's not officially summer yet.
You wouldn't know that by our weather out here in South Florida.
Yeah, I know. Even as we speak, it's been thunderstorming for days here in Miami. But just know the big summer giveaway is coming up. And if you call in now through the end of summer, that's the only requirement. You need to just be heard on the show, participate on the broadcast, and then you qualify to win some of these goodies. And again, we got a bunch of stuff. I just can't share it with you yet because they committed and we're waiting for them to arrive. And then we're going to start sharing it all with you. And you'll be able to find out, too, when you visit us at intotomorrow.com.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-948-6519. 800-948-6519. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-948-6519. 800-948-6519. 800-948-6519. That's 800-948-6519. NMLS number 1136.
$1.4 billion smartphones will be sold in the next year. Do you have any questions about which is best for you? You know, you can ask us anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and win prizes for participating on Into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by the OWC Thunderblade for the creative professional who needs the absolute fastest storage with transfer speeds of up to, get this, 2,800 megabytes per second.
Wow.
Learn more at OWCDigital.com.
That's OWCDigital.com. I'm there very frequently. I'll meet you there. When you call in to participate on the program, you automatically win some fabulous prizes. Now, if you'd like any of the following things that we're going to mention, no promises, no guarantees, there's our little asterisk disclaimer, but do tell us when you call in. We'll want to hear what you'd like. We will then do our best to get that item or one of those items to you. So you might mention, well, I'd love this or that. If you've got it available, give us a couple options, and if they're still available, you might end up with it. Like, for example,
from RioLink, we've got a 1080p wire-free battery-powered indoor smart home camera.
Oh, a couple of them, as a matter of fact. TrueMedic has sent us some more of their Insta Shiatsu head and neck massagers.
From Bits Limited, we've got some mini squids, travel-size surge-protected power strips, complete with two USB charging ports.
And these are really cool, not only to travel with, but even for use around the house. It's just got you covered. From Yale, an Assure touchscreen deadbolt lock.
From Tableau, we've got some Tableau Duals, whole-home, over-the-air DVRs for cord cutters.
And this is neat, because you got all your local channels over-the-air and a built-in digital video recorder for hours' worth of high-def TV.
And now that we got Mother's Day out of the way, now this might be good for some of the Father's Day gifts.
Well, we didn't get Mother's Day out of the way. Don't say it, poor mom.
Well, but for this year.
Yeah, for some giveaways, because they sent us some for moms and now some for dads. Call in and join us at intotomorrow.com.
Bringing you the latest in consumer electronics and technology, this has been Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline.
to participate with Dave and his tech geniuses and win prizes anytime 24/7, use our free Into Tomorrow app for your iPhone, Android, and netbooks. Available in your app store or call 1-800-899-INTO. That's 1-800-899-4686. Be sure to visit our website anytime to read our show notes and watch our ITTV videos at intotomorrow.com. And join us next week as we bring you further Into Tomorrow.